Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Morgan Stanley, ticker symbol MS, one of the heavyweights in the financial services world. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just curious about this global banking giant, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So, if you're new to Morgan Stanley, let me give you the quick rundown. This isn't just any bank. It's a leading financial holding company that's been around since 1924, headquartered in New York. They're a powerhouse in investment banking, wealth management, and institutional securities, serving corporations, governments, and high net worth individuals across the globe. With over 81,000 employees and a market cap north of $287 billion, Morgan Stanley is a name you can't ignore in the financial sector. Today, we're going to peel back the layers and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's start with a closer look at what Morgan Stanley does. Their business is split into three core segments: institutional securities, wealth management, and investment management. Institutional securities is their bread and butter for investment banking. Think underwriting, mergers and acquisitions. Wealth management caters to high net worth individuals with financial planning and advisory services. And investment management handles asset management for institutional clients and retail investors. They operate globally with a strong presence in the Americas, Europe, and Asia. Under the leadership of CEO Edward Pick, Morgan Stanley continues to position itself as a leader in capital markets within the broader financial services sector. Now, let's talk numbers, specifically revenue. For fiscal year 2025, Morgan Stanley reported a staggering $114.98 in total revenue, a significant jump from $103.15 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segment, wealth management brought in $31.75 billion, institutional securities contributed $33.08 billion, and investment management added $6.53 billion. Geographically, the Americas dominate with $52.90 billion, while EMEA and Asia contributed $8.33 billion and $9.42 billion, respectively. This shows a heavy reliance on the U.S. market, which could be a double-edged sword depending on regional economic conditions. Still, the growth trajectory here is impressive, reflecting their ability to scale across diverse revenue streams. Moving on to earnings, Morgan Stanley's recent performance has been turning heads. For FY 2025, they posted a net income of $16.86 billion, up from $13.39 billion in 2024. That translates to an earnings per share of 10.34, a solid increase from 8.04 the prior year. Looking back over the past few years, they've shown consistent profitability, with EPS growing from 5.24 cents in 2023 to this latest figure. This kind of steady upward trend signals strong operational efficiency and a knack for navigating market cycles. Investors are clearly taking note, especially with recent reports suggesting they've been blowing past analyst estimates. Let's dive into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q1 2026. Morgan Stanley reported record revenues of $20.6 billion for the quarter, with significant growth in their wealth management and investment management segments. Management highlighted their strategic focus on expanding client assets under management, which hit new highs, and they're optimistic about sustaining momentum despite some macroeconomic headwinds. They also pointed to robust deal activity in investment banking as a key driver. It's clear they're doubling down on growth areas while keeping an eye on potential risks like interest rate shifts and geopolitical tensions. This balance of confidence and caution is something I think long-term investors will appreciate. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the balance sheet for 2025, Morgan Stanley reported total assets of $1.42 trillion, up from $1.22 trillion in 2024. Cash and equivalents stand at $111.7 billion, giving them plenty of liquidity. Total liabilities are hefty at $1.31 trillion, which is expected for a bank of this size due to deposits and borrowings, but their equity remains solid at $111.6 billion. Looking at key metrics, their current ratio is 1.7, showing they can cover short-term obligations. Return on equity sits at a respectable 15.45%, and their net profit margin is 14.66%, both indicating efficient use of capital. On the cash flow side, though, operating cash flow was negative at $17.89 billion for 2025, a potential red flag, but this can be tied to the nature of their business with heavy outflows in certain periods. Overall, the financial health looks strong, but that cash flow number is something to watch. Now let's talk valuation. Morgan Stanley is currently trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of 16.55 based on trailing 12 months, which is below the industry average of around 110 for capital markets, suggesting it might be undervalued relative to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.45, again reasonable for the sector. Looking at forward PE estimates, for 2026, analysts peg it at 17.76, dropping to 12.90 by 2029, which hints at expected earnings growth. Dividend yield is also attractive at 2.21%, with a last dividend of $3.93 per share, making it a decent pick for income-focused investors. Based on these metrics, the stock doesn't scream overpriced, but let's dig deeper into intrinsic value next. All right, let's break down Morgan Stanley through a SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid. Consistent revenue growth and strong profitability metrics give them a competitive edge. Their global presence and diversified business model across wealth management and investment banking also reduce risk. On the weakness side, heavy reliance on the Americas for revenue could expose them to regional downturns, and negative operating cash flows in certain years raise questions about liquidity during stress periods. For opportunities, the growing demand for wealth management services among high net worth individuals is a massive tailwind, as is the potential for expansion in emerging markets. But threats loom large. Regulatory scrutiny in the financial sector is tightening, and market volatility could impact their investment banking and trading revenues. Overall, they're well-positioned, but not without challenges. Let's check out recent performance. Morgan Stanley's stock price is sitting at $181.06 as of the latest data. Over the past week, it's up 4.96%, though it's down 3.67% over the last month. Looking longer term, the stock has gained 10.53% in 3 months, 21.71% in 6 months, and a solid 30.57% over the past year. Zooming out even further, over 5 years, it's up an impressive 126.63%. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up just 7.75% over the past year, MS is outperforming nicely. On the chart, we're seeing a strong uptrend over the longer term, though short-term fluctuations suggest some profit-taking or market uncertainty. If you're considering a short-term move, keep an eye on support levels around $170. Could be a decent entry if it pulls back. Now for the intrinsic value analysis. I want to caveat this by saying that for banks like Morgan Stanley, traditional discounted cash flow, or DCF, models aren't always the best fit. Banks don't generate free cash flow in the same way industrial or tech companies do. Their business is tied to managing deposits and loans, which makes cash flow projections tricky. That said, running a DCF for illustrative purposes and factoring in their historical earnings growth and current market conditions, we can estimate a rough intrinsic value. But I'd lean more on metrics like price to book and dividend discount models for a clearer picture. Based on a DCF approach, and again with the limitation I mentioned, the intrinsic value comes out around $190 per share, slightly above the current price of $181.06, suggesting mild undervaluation. However, using a price-to-book ratio comparison, where MS trades at a reasonable multiple compared to peers and factoring in their dividend yield, I'd argue the fair value might be closer to $200 when you account for future growth in wealth management. Remember, take the DCF with a grain of salt here. The PE and PB ratios are more reliable for banks. Either way, it looks like there could be some upside potential. So wrapping it all up, what's the verdict on Morgan Stanley? This is a company with strong fundamentals, impressive revenue growth, consistent earnings, and a diversified business model that's built to weather storms. Their valuation metrics suggest the stock isn't overpriced, and there's potential upside based on forward estimates and dividend appeal. However, risks like regional concentration, regulatory pressures, and cash flow inconsistencies are worth keeping an eye on. For long-term investors, I think MS is a solid hold, especially if you value stability and income. If you're more tactical, watch those short-term price dips for an entry. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments, smash that like button if you found this helpful, and don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.